Springfield Police Department puts on a Citizens Police Academy for any interested citizen or business in Springfield that's interested in learning about what the police do and how the police do what they do. We start in March on March 5th at 6 p.m., and we run for 10 consecutive Wednesday evenings from 6 to 9. It includes topics ranging from guns, gangs, drugs, traffic, canine, internal investigations, domestic violence, how do police investigate robberies, sort of soup to nuts, everything you'd ever want to know about what the police do and how they do it.
What's the value in this for someone to attend?
Some people just want to know why do we do what we do and how do we do what we do. Some people want the information so they can become more involved in their neighborhoods and help the police or help the community understand what the police do. The value is that they get together with people from all over the city, and they have about 20 police officers talking with them and to them about different things that they do. So they just become educated, and they become empowered, and they become more knowledgeable about how not to become a victim.
What are some of the practical things someone who participates in this might come away with?
Well, they would come away with knowing how to make sure their house is buttoned up so that they're not going to put themselves at greater risk for being a victim. They're going to learn about domestic violence and some of the signs of domestic violence and what do they do if they know somebody who might be a victim. They're going to learn more than they ever thought they could learn about drugs and the kinds of drugs that are around and about prescription drugs and how they can be a huge problem when it comes to children and even adults getting addicted. They will also have an opportunity to participate in some role-playing so that we put the citizens who are taking the class in the boots of police officers, and we do some scenario-based training. So they are given an opportunity to pretend to show up to a call and figure out how to handle it based on the training that we've given them. They usually leave there going, oh, my goodness, I didn't know what to do.
So it's a real eye-opener for people about the work of the police department.
Absolutely, an eye-opener. What people tell me when they leave is, this was fun. Didn't think it was going to be so much fun, but I learned so much more than I ever thought. I'd really like to be a police officer, or I don't think I could ever do that job.
So you're not looking to recruit people into the department through this?
No, this is not a recruitment tool, although we do have some high school students who do take it that are residents in Springfield because they are using it as an opportunity to figure out, well, maybe do I want to be a police officer, but we'll usually take only two or three people because this is technically for people 18 and over.
And is it useful for people who may be interested, say, in setting up neighborhood watches?
Yes, if you're interested in neighborhood watch, in community police beat management team, in figuring out how to access the right department within our department, the right bureau, and how to get the services that you need, and then help your citizen friends get the services they need.
Besides getting some people interested in police work, what's the benefit for the Springfield Police Department to operate the Citizens Academy?
It helps the citizens know us better. It lets them see us, the police officers, as people who have lives, as people who are out there doing a community-committed job for them.
And this is how many years now that the police department has run this academy?
We've done this academy. This will be the 37th time. We started in 1996.
Is this unique to Springfield, or do other police departments do this?
Many other police departments have done it through the years, but I'd venture to say that we are one of the very few in the country that has consistently done it for almost 18 years.
And again, you want people to register in advance, so can you give me the particulars about that?
They can call me at 787-6359, or they can email me at kbrown@springfieldpolice.net. If they do that, they should leave their name, their phone number, their full address, and the best email to be reached at. They can also find the information on the Springfield Police Department website, www.springfieldpolice.net.